After September 11th, there was some talk about whether the musical duo I Am the World Trade Center would change its name. Well, they decided not to. The name, they said, meant too much to them. It stood as a metaphor for their own relationship. Two equal individuals, yet still one entity. The two released a new album this week. It has little to do with September 11th. It's called The Tight Connection. Sarah Bardeen has a review.
Listening to I Am the World Trade Center is a little bit sinful. It feels like you've wrested the 1980s from the jaws of time and get to enjoy them all over again, raw, whole, without irony or retro chic. Why? Firstly, singer Amy Dykes' voice. It's a study in Debbie Harry, though without Harry's acerbic snarl. The OMD meets Pet Shop Boy beats, and synthesizers are so perky, so refreshing, so unabashedly pop, that the album truly feels like an unearthed 15-year-old gem. Connection was composed entirely on a laptop, and it manages an almost unheard-of trick. It sounds warm, human, frail, and electronic simultaneously. You never forget you're hearing a computer, but this is computer music more likely to be made by R2-D2 than HAL. The album is cute, but it doesn't begin and end in cuteness. The lyrics are often jaded and alienated, but these sentiments slip into surprisingly seductive packages. The oral gobstopper that is Big Star is addictive, but it also has a certain drawling cynicism that exposes fame's ugly side. This is a solid and strangely personal album. But maybe that's not so surprising. Maybe the duo is discovering what personal home computing really means. If this is the real reason we all need computers, let's hear it for Laptop Pop.
Things have to change.
The CD is The Tight Connection by I Am the World Trade Center. Our reviewer is Sarah Bardeen.